Lincoln Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. A former independent presidential candidate turned political ally of President Donald Trump is nominated to lead U.S. health policy in his administration. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President-elect Trump says he's nominating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, a vast agency in charge of drug and vaccine regulations, food safety, and medical research. Kennedy has long been a skeptic of pharmaceutical companies and vaccines. He's also demanded tougher regulations for processed foods. In a statement, the president-elect says for too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation. Kennedy will need to win Senate confirmation and will face questions about plans to reform the FDA and other public health agencies. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump continues to appoint big names to his cabinet. Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the president-elect's cabinet picks are crucial for shaking things up in Washington.
Obviously, President Trump has been sending up some nominees that I think would be disruptive to the status quo. Tulsi Gabbard, who's a friend of mine, now a Texas resident, lives near Austin. Got friends like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, these are outside-the-box folks that are coming up here to, you know, challenge the status quo, drain the swamp. I think that's critically important.
President Trump delivering remarks for the first time since winning re-election at the America First Policy Institute Gala, saying that his administration will reform the military and end conflicts in the Middle East, Russia, and Ukraine.
We have to get back to a great country with low taxes and strong military. We're going to fix our military. We did it once. Now we're going to have to do it again. We didn't know a big chunk of it was going to be given to Afghanistan. We're going to work on Middle East, and we're going to work very hard on Russia and Ukraine.
An immigration reform activist says open border extremists must understand that deportation of illegal aliens is the law of the land.
During his successful election campaign, President-elect Donald Trump made it clear that one of his prime agendas would be the mass deportation of millions of illegal aliens allowed in the country by the Biden-Harris administration. Trump demonstrated his seriousness about mass deportation when he named Tom Homan to be his border czar. Not surprisingly, Democrat state governors and city mayors have vowed not to cooperate with federal authorities. Art Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies.
With respect to the promise of mass deportation, the law actually mandates mass deportation. The Immigration and Nationality Act is written in mandatory terms. Shall take into custody, shall remove. And so, unlike the current administration that has attempted to intervene to subvert Congress's authority in the Immigration and Nationality Act, you're going to see an administration that actually follows the mandates the Congress has set forth.
And Arthur says the new administration will take the restrictions off of ICE.
Taking away the impediments that have been placed on them by the Biden-Harris administration to actually go and do their jobs. That will change the dynamics of illegal immigration in the United States, certainly at the border, but also in the interior of this country. People whom should be detained will be detained. People who Congress has said should be removed will be removed. And that really is the biggest difference.
I'm Chad Groening.
Heading into the weekend, fire dangers in New York and New Jersey are expected to continue as dry weather persists.
The lack of rain in the Northeast is expected to last into Sunday as wildfires in New York and New Jersey continue to burn. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York this week called for a statewide burning ban, while New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has stressed water conservation. Even with the precautions, firefighters from both states report progress on the most serious of the fires. The so-called Jennings Creek fire was reportedly at least 75% contained late Thursday, despite hilly terrain that has not allowed heavy equipment to help with containment. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.